Hello, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here. It is Friday, excuse me, Friday, May 10th, 2019. And I was out of town traveling last week, so this is a couple weeks worth of stuff. First off, I want to say thank you to my new patrons, Lisa McKay and Linda Culp Trout. I appreciate all you patrons so much, and I'm excited that I've reached that benchmark where I'm going to start doing the monthly Q&A for patrons only. So that's kind of exciting. Let's see, what else? Okay, so on my Loons project, I turned in a draft to my editor, and I met with both the editor and photographer for about a half hour last week just to meet the photographer in person and to chat a little bit. And I just today got the email back from the editor saying she is happy with the direction the draft is going in. It's a rhyming draft. And so I still have many more drafts to do, but basically the approach I'm using, she thinks is working. So that's great. I can work on what are my next steps? What do I really need to work on in this manuscript to make it even stronger. I mentioned, I think, before that I was going to email various editors to let them know that I would be at ALA and NCTE and see if they wanted to meet up in person. Now, I emailed editors I either have published with before or have something coming out with them. I did not email editors that I kind of have a relationship with that I've met before and they've invited me to submit more work, etc. But I didn't do that. And I might do it a little closer to the time and just say, hey, just wondering if you're going to be there. I would love to stop by the booth and say hi in person. But I was excited that I heard right back from Marilyn, my editor at Amazon/Two Lions, and we are going to be getting together for a meal while I'm in Washington, D.C. for ALA. So that's super exciting, although it means that I think I need to have some story ideas to pitch to her if it feels appropriate when we're talking. So that's something I'll be thinking about. Also on the speaking front, I had a school visit this past week right after I got back from Florida. And to be very honest, I was kind of dreading it. It was a school where I haven't spoken at before, and my contact at the school seemed really nice, but there just seemed to be a lot of I don't know if indecision is the right word because they were working around a ton of different things, but trying to get everything scheduled took, I think probably dozens of emails. And they asked repeatedly about increasing the number of sessions I would do. And I do a set number of sessions, 4 in a daily visit, and then I was also doing an evening event that was going to be 2 additional sessions. I did agree to add a casual story time with the kindergartners during my lunch break, but it just seemed like I was apprehensive about the visit. I'll just put it that way. However, when I got to town, I spent the night in town the night before at kind of a dumpy hotel, which I had chosen. I mean, I was out in the middle of, kind of a rural area, so there were not a lot of choices. And I was feeling a little down. And then I reminded myself, and my friend, writer Lisa Bullard, has always reminded me of this, and it's so true, that the attitude you go into a speaking event or a school visit with, that's 90% of how the day goes. And I also talked to one of my daughters who was having some kind of work issues and feeling kind of, stressed out about them. And we agreed with each other, okay, we're going to be more positive. This is going to work. It's going to go great. Well, when I went to the school visit the next day, they were well prepared. They were super kind. They were very enthusiastic. The kids were excited. I mean, we did have one of the groups was especially large, but everything went great. I mean, it was a very lovely school visit day. It was a long day with extra speaking and because I was doing the evening event. So, I mean, I was exhausted by the time I got home at, 9:30 that night. But I felt like I did a good job. I earned what they paid me, and I felt like I connected with the students there. And the media specialist and the reading instructional coach, everybody I met was so passionate about helping these students, become literate, engaged readers. So it was a good reminder to me to be positive, remember what the most important thing is, and my most important thing before every school visit is I want to get these kids excited about reading and writing. I want them to know that they are readers and writers. That definitely happened. So here I had been kind of dreading this for weeks, and what a waste of my energy. Okay, moving on. I know I mentioned a few weeks ago that after TLA, I had approached an editor I met in person there, and I had sent an email to both the informational address and what I thought might be her personal email address, her work address, but specific to her. And from that informational email address, I had just received a reply about, here are our submission guidelines, But I was happy to see that shortly after that, I did get a personal response from this editor. She did invite me to submit the manuscript that I queried her about, and she said she would pass it along to another editor. She gave me their name, and it was someone who I've tried to email before, but I, haven't ever gotten a reply from. So this is a publishing house that is closed to submissions. They don't have a slush pile, but because I met the person at TLA, because I did research and tried to figure out what would likely be her email addresses, and I followed up and I sent, I queried about something appropriate to what they publish, I got an invitation to submit. Now, of course, the chances of them acquiring that manuscript are tiny. They always are. The odds are always against you. But at least the manuscript is going to be seen, and she invited me to send other work as well if I felt like it was a good fit. A couple other things. An agent who I've told you guys about the collaboration on a poetry picture book project that I've been working on. The other poet who I am collaborating with has a lovely, wonderful agent who I have heard of from many people. And she was going to represent both of us in this as she submits this manuscript because I am unagented. She did also ask, was I interested in being considered for representation on a broader basis? So, and if so, what was I looking for in a relationship with an agent, etc.? So that was so kind of her and very unexpected. I was not presuming that that would happen. So I sent her, 5 or 6 manuscripts and, explained a little bit of my history and what I'm looking for. And that was a week ago, so I haven't heard back yet, but I just thought how nice that she's willing to take the time to at least consider that. Don't know what will happen, but you never do. Also in career stuff, Highlights sold its book publishing imprints, Boyd's Mills Press, Word Song, and Calkins Creek. And when I was flying to Florida last week, I was at the airport, and I got a phone call from my editor to let me know about that sale in person, well, over the phone personally, before the news broke online and in Publishers Weekly. So she assured me that it won't affect the 2 books that I have sold to them, one to Boyd's Mills Press and one to Word Song, in addition to the one that I just had come out through Word Song. And she is moving to the new publisher, Kane Press. And, you know, so hopefully nothing will change. We'll see. It's always kind of a, okay, yay, I'm glad my books haven't been canceled. And the intention right now is that everything will proceed as normal. Whether that will really be how it plays out, I have no idea. But for now, it seemed, you know, basically hopeful. So I think that is it. It has been a busy past week. I hope you guys are having great news in your own writing lives. And I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.